Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED-Ed video, and it's called How Much of Human History is on the Bottom of the Ocean? So you know there are a lot of sunken ships and submarines in the bottom of the ocean, but you know what actually are there? So let's take a look at today's sentence. These aren't just wonders found in fictional adventures. Beneath the ocean's surface, there are ruins where people once roamed and shipwrecks loaded with artifacts from another time. These aren't just wonders found in fictional adventures. Beneath the ocean's surface, there are ruins where people once roamed and shipwrecks loaded with artifacts from another time. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢，是 wonder。wonder 呢指的是纳闷的意思，它 o 字发 n 的音。wonder 有一个比较往旁边开的感觉，那它指的是纳闷的意思。像是我们说 ，I wonder what he's doing alone in the office right now。我很纳闷他现在一个人在办公室做什么。那一个跟他长得很像，念起来非常像的字呢是 wander， 它的 a 是发 r 的音，嘴巴是上下拉开的感觉，指的是漫游的意思。像是说 he is wandering in the streets in the middle of the night， 他在半夜的时候呢在街上游走。再我们要来看的是 fictional 呢是虚构的。那我们可以说 Harry Potter is one of the most famous fictional characters， 哈利波特呢是一个史上最有名的虚构角色，那它名字呢则是 fiction， 我们是指小说的意思。那我们如果要讲到比如说像是科幻小说啊，我们就会说是 science fiction， 像是星际大战啊，也就是 one of the most famous science fictions of all。 再我们要来看的是Adventure 呢是冒险的意思，那它的 A 呢注意只有发短音的音，不是 A， 是 A。Adventure 轻轻的短音，终于在 VEN 的地方。然后我一直记得有一个图片啊，就是好像是在哈比人第一集的时候，那个 Bilbo Baggins 他就是说 I'm going on an adventure， 就是哎，他要去冒险的这样子。他的形容词呢则是 adventurous 指的是爱冒险，那他的 A 一样是发短音终于在 VEN 的地方。那 TUR 呢这边有只有发短音就是 churus。Adventurous 是爱冒险的，像是说 The story of Tom Sawyer depicts an adventurous boy， 这个汤姆历险记啊就是在讲一个描述一个非常爱冒险的小男生的故事。再我们要来看的是 surface 呢是表面的意思，那它的重音在最前面的地方 face 不是发 face 而是发 fis， 是发短音 e 的音。For an example, the surface of my phone is slightly damaged ever since I dropped it. 我的手机不小心摔到地上之后呢，它的表面啊便有一点被摔伤了。那它的动词呢是 surfaced。Surface 呢是指你看，如果是把一个东西就是到了表面，其实也就是浮出来了。像是说 ，the answer soon surfaced in her mind. 她的脑中呢逐渐浮出解答。再我们要来看的是 ruin 呢是废墟，它当名词的时候是废墟。像是我们可以说 Machu Picchu was one of the most visited ruins， 马丘比丘还是一个人气最高的废墟之一。那它的动词呢则是 ruin， 则是毁灭的意思。那我们有时候在电影里面看一些比较浮夸的表示啊，就是说 You ruined my entire night， 你真的是毁了我整个晚上，我整个晚上的计划都被你打乱了，这样子 ruin。最后我们要来看的是 roam 的 R-O-A-M 呢， O-A 是发 om 的音，指的是漫游的意思。像是我们也可以说the data roaming abroad is quite expensive, so be aware while you're traveling abroad. 国际漫游的电话费呢其实是很贵的，所以如果你在国外的时候呢要记得小心为妙。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.These aren't just wonders found in fictional adventures. Beneath the ocean's surface, there are ruins where people once roamed and shipwrecks loaded with artifacts from another time. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below. Have an awesome Christmas weekend, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!